everybody else alone. In spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned status, but still even him starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, got a picture connects. Never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach, and now it all unfolds. The skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% gear, be 100%.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge in Hot Springs. Learn more at chenal.com.
Welcome back, Hour 2. Wally Hall, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T. Got a couple fun things this hour, I believe. Last night in the NBA, Joe Johnson, as predicted by Pat Bradley, went off. Pat said that was must-see TV last night, and you were right. By the way, the two of the teams Arkansas beat in the regular season are in the NIT final. SMU, Minnesota in your NIT final. That darn Patino.
Arkansas is 2-1 against Final Four teams.
Arkansas is 5-1 against teams that are alive. Beat Kentucky twice, lost to Florida, beat SMU, beat Minnesota, beat Clemson, who lost last night. How about that?
Arkansas should have won the NIT. That's what that tells me. It also tells me they should have been a number one seed.
You know what this tells me, though, Wally? Here's how you make a statement about we got screwed over. You go win a bunch of games in the NIT like SMU did, like Minnesota did. You don't lose in the second round to California after looking bad against Indiana State in a victory.
But they got to play every game at home until they went to New York.
That does help.
And I think Arkansas deserved to be a number one seed.
I'll give you that. They were probably underseeded.
I mean, if you look at them,
I'm going to guess it probably helped SMU quite a bit.
They beat both of the teams that are now going to play for the National Insignificant Tournament Championship.
And I don't know too many people that tuned in. I was more likely probably last night to watch the women's tournament than the NIT.
No, you weren't.
I would have been, except for when I got home from soccer practice with Maddox, my wife had Frozen on again, and we sat down and watched the last 30 minutes of that. What a good movie.
There's a lot of wrong statements there. Soccer practice, women's tournament. I mean, where is he going?
Frozen. Don't forget Frozen. Matty T, I think I'm going to buy the DVD, too. You talked me into it.
It's good. Hey, I thought you got your kid into hockey.
He's doing hockey and soccer.
Whoa.
Got a problem with that?
Ain't nothing.
Got a problem with that, Pat? Got a problem with hockey?
I like hockey. It's just you're not going to be able to keep up with it.
How old is
though.
He?
7.
Soccer is a great sport for a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Why don't you shut your face?
Well, it's more of a social event at 7.
Learn to use his hands. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, believe me, pal. He's my offspring. He knows how to use those hands, big fella. Hey, maybe not as well as Joe Johnson does.
Back it out, Pierce. Pump fake on a three. Kick it over to Johnson. A left wing three. It's good for Joe Johnson. Joe's got 27. Nets go back up by double digits. The Nets have their franchise record 14th. Consecutive home victory also marks the longest home winning streak in the NBA this season. The Nets 105 and the Rockets 96.
That is the most irritating voice.
Really?
I would never listen to that.
Oh, I don't think it doesn't bug me. That's amazing, though. That's a record for the Nets for home victories consecutive. And apparently the Houston Rockets cannot overcome the loss of Patrick Beverley in the short term. You said he's coming back, though, right?
Yeah, he'll be. Well, I don't know if he's coming back. Doesn't have to have surgery. Hopefully he'll be back. What do you guys fall? What do you guys shake out the NBA this year, huh?
All I know is this. Shooting Joe at 32 at the end of the night.
Smooth Joe.
I don't know what to make of it. Pat got duped. We had two people get duped, I know. James Ballantyne of our sales staff texted me yesterday and said, is Pat leaving again? Sully did this goof last night for April Fool's Day that he was going to go join Dykes' staff as a shooting coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold some people on it. And then Pat got duped, for good measure, by the guys on PTI.
It was great.
Did you hear about this? Mm-hmm. We should have played the clip back. It was on our sports cuts, but go ahead.
It was the first headline story. Larry Bird fires Frank Vogel, Indiana, because, you know, Indiana's been tanking here recently in the last couple weeks. And Bird steps in to coach the team, which I was going nuts. I loved it. I was just about to lay heavy, heavy on Indiana to win the NBA championship. And then
because of Larry Legend?
Because of Larry
back?
Legend.
Oh, wow.
And then they said, no, April Fool's.
What do you make about that, though, honestly, with Hibbert coming out and saying I don't remember exactly what he said. Guys are quitting or there's not chemistry. I don't remember what he said. It was something negative about his own team. Yeah. What do you take away from that?
Well, if you watch Indiana and you watch the Miami Heat and you've watched in recent years got teams like the Lakers and the Celtics, teams that win, and you watch Oklahoma City or San Antonio Spurs, there is a huge difference between how these guys perform their roles on the floor. And it's clear to me, Indiana, not only do they have some guys who make poor decisions, Lance Stephenson, and there's some other guys on that team that take bad shots, bad turnovers. And you look at a team that, and it's very small margin, a championship team versus a team that gets a chance at it and doesn't win is a very small margin. That's why the Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook plays the way he's been playing, they'll never win an NBA championship.
No, they won't.
Never. Because he makes poor decisions. He's
selfish, too.
Whether or not, and that's the funny thing, it's like people think the selfishness is a decision. Sometimes you don't even know you're being selfish, but yet you are. And that's the worst part of the selfish guys, is the ones who don't realize it, that they're actually taking a bad shot. They're making a poor decision in terms of passing. So you look at the Miami Heat, they all understand their role. Every guy understands his role, from the last guy on the bench, so I always give him a shot. Brooklyn's a team that's got some veterans. Look out for these guys, because once they get everybody work on the same page, which they do, veterans that understand it, San Antonio, they're always going to have a chance because those guys know their roles.
I know San Antonio's got the best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
But come championship, if it's them in Miami, who would you bet on?
Well, Miami has shown last 2 years that they've been able to basically give it to LeBron and say, do something spectacular. Although last year, it came down to that one shot, right? San Antonio had that series in hand.
Had it.
Just couldn't get it done.
Right.
To me, you look at it and you say, until somebody knocks off LeBron and the Miami Heat, they've got to be the favorite.
It can't be Oklahoma City, because they hadn't been the same since they lost Harden.
They have, and that was the thing. I thought it came down to Harden and Russell Westbrook, both those guys taking questionable shots, especially at the end of games.
Yeah.
Questionable decisions in terms of where you're going with the ball. I just didn't like it, and I don't think it'll ever happen for them. But Brooklyn, you got guys who have been there before.
It's just hard not to pull for Durant.
He's a great player, great kid, and he does it the right way. And I just am curious how they're going to go the next few years, what they're going to do with that team when you look at it.
You know, he was the last one and done that Rick Barnes recruited at Texas. He said, you can't do it this way.
Speaking of those one and dones, you know the McDonald's All-American game is tonight.
I'm watching.
I think it's at 8:30.
So it's University of Kentucky versus who?
Versus Duke. Kentucky's got four of them. Duke's got four playing tonight.
Wow.
North Carolina has three. UCLA has got two. Talking some McDonald's All-Americans. Kansas has two.
How many do we have?
Your boy, none. But your boy, Larry Brown's got one coming in. SMU.
SMU could be filthy lit next year.
Prime Prep Academy. That's Deion Sanders' high school out there.
Hmm.
Will you watch this game?
I will.
Pat watches it like Joe Franklin watches the Pro Bowl. I love it.
It's not as highly touted class as last year.
Where is it, Pat?
With Wiggins, and it's in Chicago usually.
Where is the game on TV tonight?
Oh, ESPN, I believe, 8:30. Okay. What I saw yesterday.
Quick hog update.
And, of course, there's no Arkansas kid in it, so obviously we're not talking.
I didn't see Portis playing in last year, but we certainly talked about his performance.
Oh,
he
played well. Played well.
Arkansas beats Nebraska yesterday 4-3. Today they play 135 Bomb Stadium. Arkansas improves to 18-10 on the season. You can hear the game on our sister station 106.7 today. Pre-game begins at 1 o'clock. That's really all I got. Oh, spring football is continuing, Wally. Any notes from the Hill? What are you hearing?
On what?
Spring football.
Well, when do they start practicing again? Today?
Yesterday, I think they did.
Well,
or this week, at least.
They have pads?
They just apparently don't want the fans to know anything.
Well, there's a lot of people who are trying to keep stuff under wraps. Wally, these things happen. So, let's move on.
Yes.
Some fun facts for the Final Four. Final Four fun facts, Wally.
Fun facts.
Could be a segment all its own. Who do you like this week? Do you have a feel for this at all?
I tell you what Florida doesn't want. Florida does not want to play Kentucky again.
Does Florida want to play UConn? That's what I'm more interested in.
I think they're okay with UConn.
Okay.
But that beating somebody four times in a row in 1 year, hard.
How many times has that happened, I wonder?
Didn't Oklahoma beat Kansas three times the year Kansas came back and beat them in the Final Four championship?
1988 Danny Manning's year?
Yeah, I think so.
By the way, I saw Manning's taking the job at Wake Forest. Did you see that?
Is he really?
That was the news on Sports.
You knew he was going to be a hot name. I thought Michael White would be a little bit hotter of a name. Michael White. Louisiana Tech.
Okay. I have a story on that coming up in a minute. We have an All in the Family segment that I know you're looking forward to. Also this hour, we're going to visit with our friends from Sanders Ground Essentials. Next hour, Nate Olson will be up. We'll talk about what's happening in Sync this week. And Barrett Salee, a BleacherReport.com SEC reporter. Get his thoughts on the Tenpenny situation, or if he has any. Okay, I'm trying to find the...
Nate fooled me yesterday.
Nate did?
With his April Fool's joke.
Yes, Nate had a fake tattoo.
That was not funny.
That was kind of funny. All right, here we go. Fun facts from the Final Four. Magic number is 18. That is the total of the seeds. It is the fourth highest number in the tournament since 1979. The most...
Whoa. So basically...
If you add the four seeds together, it's 15. 18 is the highest number... Or the fourth highest number since 79.
So since they went to a 64-team bracket, this is it.
Michigan State, Florida, North Carolina, and Wisconsin were 1, 5, 8, and 8 in 2000. That was a sum of 22. 1980, number 2, Louisville. Iowa as a number 5. Number 6, Purdue, and number 8, UCLA. 2006, number 2, UCLA, number 3, Florida. Number 4, LSU, John Brady. And number 11, George Mason. Remember that great run?
Yes.
And then this year. 25, the year separating Bo Ryan's and Kevin Ollie's ages at the time of their first Final Four. 25 years apart. Pretty amazing. The other guys, coaches' ages at the time of their first Final Four, Billy D was 34. John Calipari, 35 at UMass in 1996.
No, that was vacated.
Well.
What's that?
What wasn't?
That UMass Final Four was vacated.
He has one official, right?
Yep.
Kevin Ollie.
One.
The one where they lost to Memphis, is that?
That one was taken away.
Where they got runner-up to Kansas when...
Anytime Derrick Rose was on the team.
He vacated that one when he was at Memphis, yeah. Okay.
Kevin Ollie, 41. Bo Ryan, 66. Coaches to reach the Final Four in their first or second season as a head coach. Ollie is in an exclusive group along with Steve Fisher, Bill Guthridge at North Carolina in 1998.
Remember that when he took over?
That's a forgettable name, yeah.
Wow. Well, he was a 30-year assistant coach.
Mike Davis in 2002. Shaka Smart at VCU.
That was one of the most unlikely runs, too. Davis taking Indiana.
Yeah.
Whoa, was he an explosive guy?
Was that the year Maryland won it?
I think it might have been.
His team had to hit 15 threes to beat Stan Heath, Kent State, in the Elite Eight. 15 threes.
You want to talk about unlikely runs?
If UConn hits 15 threes this weekend, Florida might be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like UConn at all?
No. I've really grown. They seem like a team that's really peaked at the right time. And Florida has not played as well in this tournament. They've been lucky.
There are 16 top 100 NBA draft prospects in the Final Four. Number one on the list is Julius Randle. He's fifth overall. Willie Cauley-Stein at 15. Bottom of the list, Scotty Wilbek at a 91.
I shouldn't have said that about Florida. They played great defense.
Sure did.
Yeah, offensively, they're not overwhelming right now.
Wilbek, in time after time, has had to make a tough big shot to get them rolling.
Is he going to play on the next level, Pat?
Yes. You know why? Because who's the kid at Memphis that I keep bashing on?
Nick Kalathis?
Nick Kalathis is an NBA player, Wally. I'm pretty sure Wilbekin can find a place somewhere.
I think his ability to find a way to get things done, and that's something that's probably so underrated from these players. It's like, Wilbekin, I need you to cover this guy baseline to baseline. Okay, I'll do it. I need you to make a big shot. Okay, I'll do it. Get us in our offense, control the tempo. Okay, I can do it.
I need him to turn the ball over at a critical time so I can make some money on UConn straight up in a loss.
What about Rondo? Nobody thought he would make a roster. But he got with Boston, and he just distributed it to all those guys.
He should, on a weekly basis, send a thank you letter to Garnett, Pierce, and Ray Allen for bringing him up.
Well, Matty T and I both agree that LeBron would never work out after going from high school to the pros.
I've been saying that this whole time.
Well, I've been telling you for almost 30 years, ESPN will never make it.
Speaking of Florida, Guess how many teams are in the top 20 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. That's Pat's stat.
Michigan State.
Michigan is the only one, or Michigan. Florida is the only one that's left. There's only one team left in the top 20 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. Only one left. So there you go.
That's a no-brainer. They play defense well and they can score well.
Florida's 18th in offensive efficiency. They are number one in the country, according to KenPom.com, Ken Pomeroy's site.
Ken Pom.
Number one in defensive efficiency. UConn's 10, Kentucky 40, Wisconsin 45. You know how long it's been since Scotty Wilbekin had a turnover? What? 108 minutes and 49 seconds. Speaking
really?
Of Scotty Wilbekin, yes. Florida's record this year against teams in the Final Four, 3-2. We've talked about that a lot, lost to Wisconsin and UConn. In the UConn game, they did have some pieces that were not quite there from a health standpoint.
And they were at UConn and lost by one.
Here's an interesting stat. Frank Kaminsky scored 74 points in the tournament this year. That's 11 more than he scored in his entire freshman season. Five field goals by Marcus Lee, doubling his output since November 27th. He had four dunks in the first half, of course. There are three players returning to the Final Four. Can you name them?
Three players returning to the Final Four.
Yes, all of them from UConn. Shabazz Napier, Niels Giffey, is that his name?
Yeah.
And Tyler Olander.
German cat.
And that's it. Those are your fun facts of the Final Four.
Napier got my number two vote for the Wooden Award.
Wait,
oh, really?
Yeah.